You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, yeah, this show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. With, by the way, the best audience in the world. Good day to you all. It is 2.07 PM, June the 20th. And forth with somebody this morning. Early this morning. We were texting back and forth. I got a new piece that came out on 1819 News. You can read it if you like. It'll also be up on the website today for rightsideradio.org. But this new piece talks about the next generation and why we need the strong man to stand up. But I got to thinking as I was texting back and forth with this other individual, we need to do what we do for the next generation. It is not enough that we say we're doing this because we don't like it. We need to do something because what we're doing is buying security for the next generation to come. All right, so let me step back and just tell you a story, give you an analogy. I do that a lot. So I'm about to say something right now that is going to throw a shiver down the spine of anyone listening who served in the U.S. Army or trained at any Army school. You ready? CIF. Oh, you heard me. The CIF, the dreaded Central Issuing Facility. And for those of you who aren't familiar, here's the deal. The Central Issuing Facility, known by its acronym as the CIF, is where every soldier goes at a training site to draw their gear. So for basic trainees, it may be the first time they ever had a set of Army gear ever. And for those who are reporting to a school like a basic officer course or ranger school or something like that, it's the gear that you need for that particular training. You report to training, and they assign you over to CIF, and you have to sign off on all the gear that you receive. Now, everyone I know who has ever gone through CIF hates CIF with a passion. Not because of the issuing, but because of how they treat you. How they treat you when you return the gear at the end of training. And CIF, by the way, always seems to be run by some sort of retired senior NCO mafia, like a bunch of retired master sergeants all working on their second pension as GS-99s with a 7-hour day and 6 hours of coffee breaks. And when you come back to turn in that gear, that's where they get you. Hard. You see, everyone's required to return their gear in a clean and serviceable manner, and I get that. So you scrub it, you clean it, you love on it, and you take it back to them, and they reject it. And if you're really not careful, they're actually going to charge you for the loss. Cash money out of your paycheck or right there at the counter when you leave. It's a racket like nothing I've ever seen. And let me tell you, my experience once at Fort Benning as a fresh, fuzzy-faced second lieutenant, I went through the infantry officer basic course, and at the end of 4 months, we had to go through CIF and walk that line and hand over bits of gear at each successive station and praying that the old crusty gear trolls would feel pity and put their initial in the box that said you were good to go. And if they didn't feel such pity for you, then you got a no-go and the gear was handed back and you were told to bring it back the next day and try again. The word was that Fort Benning's CIF was so bad that no one ever passed it the first time, ever. Well, I was the second man in line from my platoon, and as fate would have it, I was right behind a buddy of mine who was known to be a hothead. And on that very first station at CIF, he handed the man his canteen cup, all shiny and looking new, and was told it was dirty. No go! I kid you not, my buddy leaned forward to this old crusty guy and says, "I think I know your mother." Well, there was a collective hush. It was followed by a repeat of the same words, "No go." And a little mark was put on his paper. A little mark that apparently branded him, and every single station in that entire CIF rejected every single piece of his gear. But me, the next guy in line, I reaped the benefits, man. They took every bit of my gear without even looking at it. Sometimes they took mine while staring at him, defiantly. I was literally the only guy in my entire training company that made it through CIF on the first day. But 120 other guys? Nope. It was bad. One of my other buddies had taken his CIF gear when he first got it, wrapped it in plastic, and threw it in his closet and used his own gear so they wouldn't have to worry about it, and they still wouldn't take it back. You see, they've got you. You can't clear post. You can't go home. You can't do anything until these gear pirates say that you've turned it all in or paid for it. And so most folks just pay so they can please be allowed to leave. All right. Well, I heard that it got so bad And CIF was charging so many recruits for supposedly lost or damaged items that a new training battalion commander decided one day he'd had enough. He put on a trainee's uniform, and he went through the line unannounced, sort of like that secret corporate CEO, right? And in secret, he watched it all go down firsthand. And at the end of the line, he stood up, identified himself, and cleaned house. People were fired, new policies put in place, and troops began being treated with respect. And I heard that later, and it resonated with me. That was an example. That was a bold stand-up act. I was the next generation soldier coming in well after that lieutenant colonel had stood up and done that, and it emboldened me personally for a future event at another CIF. You see, as my CIF story carries on, let me just tell you, I came home from Afghanistan, and believe it or not, I had to go to CIF and turn in gear. I mean, heck of a thing to return from war, and they want to know whether you cleaned your stuff. Luckily, I had rejected much of the useless and unnecessary gear they tried to foist on me, so I didn't have too much. But I will never forget turning in a poncho liner blanket. I love those things. Or trying to, anyway. The lady didn't even look at it. She just said, "It's dirty. No go." I leaned forward and I said, "Well, perhaps, Ms. Smith, you could tell me what part is dirty so I can spend the necessary time cleaning what you've identified as a deficiency." She just stared at me, rubbed her fingers on it, and said, "It feels dirty." I literally took it back, threw it on the end of my bunk, and then took it back again the next day without doing a thing to it, and she took it without question. But the real issue happened down towards the end of the line. When I went to turn in the expensive set of cold weather gloves, the guy took them. He said I was good to go, handed my sheet back. Only when I got to the end of the line, they rang up a $55 charge for missing gloves. Now, aside from the fact that I had just spent a year in a war zone and still even had the gloves to begin with, I had just turned them in. The guy was standing 20 freaking feet away, and they wanted to charge me for what I had just turned in. And then I thought back to that training battalion commander, the one who stood up to the CIF, told him how it was going to be. I literally drew on that experience as a next generation guy in that same type circumstance. And I looked at him and I said, "No, get that guy over here and get your supervisor out here while you're at it." Well, it got testy, let me tell you. I finally looked at the guy after arguing back and forth for several minutes, the same guy who had deliberately not checked the block on my sheet and tried to get 55 bucks out of me so I could go home after a year at war. And I looked at him and I said, "I'm a field grade officer. Back home, I'm also a member of the bar in good standing. I have a top secret security clearance, and I'm even an ordained minister. Are you really going to stand there and suggest that I chose to lie about a $55 pair of gloves?" At that point, he started kicking rocks, couldn't make eye contact. And meanwhile, the whole battalion was lined up behind me watching this, at which point I told everybody in line to make sure they didn't leave a single station without the initials they had for everything. Well, the supervisor backed off, and they gave me credit for the gloves. But here's my point. Here's why I tell you that long-winded story about CIF. You and I are in a fight right now for the next generation. I spent all that time telling you about CIF, but translate what that training battalion commander did for me into something about current culture. I was the young lieutenant. I heard that CIF was not a bunch of gods, and you could deal with it square on. But in life right now, there are so many in the generation behind us, our own kids, our neighbors, young coworkers, who need to see an example of what it means to stand up for something. We have got to maintain culture and values and principles and even accurate history and science now, or the next generation won't have it. So find your spot. Stake out your piece of the high ground and show the next generation why it matters. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in America? Do you believe that critical race theory is wrong and that government spends too much? Do you believe that men are men and women are women? Do you believe that the U.S. Constitution is real and actually means something? That liberty is not just a word? Do you believe that we should stand for the flag and kneel only for God, and that we've been blessed to live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth? If so, then plant that flag and choose your words and actions and show the next generation what it means and why it's all worth saving. Because you never know what your actions might inspire in that younger generation for days yet to come. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I ran long, but that one was heartfelt. And yes, CIF was that bad, and I am sure there are some of you out there who have emotional scars from going through CIF. However, thank you, Copper. However, the main thing is, do it for the next generation. We're not just in this for our own fight. We are fighting for what we want them to have and for them to be able to carry the fight themselves. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.